Traffic lights will now use solar energy as sources of power. This is to avoid their regular and intermittent non-functioning anytime lights go off. The Minister of Roads and Highways, Alhaji Amin Amidu Suleimani, announced this at the launch of the second UN Global Road Safety Week and the National Pedestrian Safety Campaign in Accra. Alhaji Suleimani also hinted that additional footbridges will be constructed on most streets to reduce the carnage on the roads. We bring you Victoria Haji's report.
The UN Road Safety Week was initiated on May 11, 2011 to call on member countries to develop and implement road safety actions and interventions that will help prevent road traffic crashes and reduce its resultant deaths by 50% by 2020. The event this year coincided with the second anniversary of the launch of the National Road Safety Strategy in Ghana. Alhaji Suleimani Fuseni noted, even though measures have been taken to reduce road accidents, they keep on increasing. He said most road accidents occur out of the indiscipline by road users. He called for attitudinal change.
We as drivers, as pedestrians, we need attitudinal change. Otherwise, no matter what measures we put in place, we'll continue to record accidents. If you are not supposed to cross a road at a junction, don't cross it there. That is why we have road bridges, traffic lights and others to direct you. Just spend a little time and walk towards where it is safe for you to cross. Then we will save precious lives in this country. It's right without drinking alcohol. Rest when tired. Go with the correct speed. Allow passengers to stop at safe and appropriate locations.
The Minister of Transport, Jufa Ativo, indicated that out of the annual average of 2,000 deaths as a result of road accidents, pedestrians account for almost 43%.
Victoria Ahadi filed that report.